it's an honor to us as women to find a young girl that has been crowned during that month where we are celebrating women. While we are starting with our, while we are on our first day of Heritage Month, we must take care of our own or our culture. Heritage Month, it helps us to examine our history and traditions and enables us to develop an awareness about ourselves. It helps us to understand more about our roots. It helps us again to know ourselves better. It also plays an important role in our politics, in our society, in business, and also in our world. It also represents the independence of the world's natural and cultural diversity. It makes us to identify ourselves. Avusheni. Ai tinyungubziseni hi vuhina. Pani mamba. We are now going to start with our program. I think all of us were in a position to see our agenda. It has been flagged there. Item number one, it's opening. I've already done that. Second item, it's apologies. Then adoption of the agenda, adoption of the minutes. Then the draft of the MPWC meeting held on the 31st March 2022. Then the draft minutes of the meeting held on the 26th May 2022. It's only the two sets of minutes that are going to be adopted today. Then we adopt the draft third term committee program. And then any other committee matters and announcement. That will be number six. And 6.1, the steering committee vacancy, one of the deputy chairperson. Then 6.2, it's report back on implementation of the MPWC DBF action plan. Then 6.3, can we switch off our mic, please? 6.3 is tabling of register of committee decision and matters before the committee. Then closing remarks and we adjourn. This is the agenda. Can we have somebody to move for the adoption of the agenda? I see the
I want to move for the adoption of the agenda and also request Honorable Kaula to switch off her mic because she's drinking tea and cup and yeah. Thank you, Chair.
Oh, Mantuli, so I second Chair. Mantuli, I second.
Thank you so much, Mantuli. You are proactive. Makaula, are you there?
I just read now.
Okay, my love. Thank you. She wants to make us hungry. We didn't eat all of us, Makaula. It's still ill. Thank you so much. The agenda has been adopted. So we are moving to the first set of minutes. Mandy?
Chair, you passed the item of apologies.
Oh, I'm sorry, Whip. Thank you so much. Mandy, do we have any apologies?
Good morning, Chair members. Yes, we have 8 apologies, Chair, from Ms. Pando, Ms. Mafu, Ms. Sulu, Ms. Sotio, Ms. Lamini Zuma, Ms. Labiskahni, Ms. Boshoff, and Ms. Fisser.
How many are they?
8 altogether, Chair.
8. And I've majority of them is executive.
Yeah, if I could just add, Chair, sorry, I forgot to forward them to Mandy through you, if I'm allowed.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I have an apology from Honorable Miyoko. She will leave early for another engagement, and the chief whip of the majority party, she's chairing the Pan-African meeting. She will not be part of us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Whip. Meaning we've got 10 apologies. Honorable members, do we accept the apologies?
Apologies accepted. I propose, Lucas.
Thank you so much, Deputy Chairperson. Let's proceed.
Apology seconded, Chair. Ngwenya Winnie.
Thank you, Mangwenya. Today, I only have proactive women here. And thank you so much for that. Mandy, can you flag the meeting, the minutes? Honorable members can advise me. This is the first set of minutes of the 31st March 2022. Mandy, can you enlarge the font a little bit bigger? It's too small. Yes, thank you. Honorable members can advise me whether we'll be going page by page, reading line by line, or honorable members have already read the minutes, because I think Mandy did send day before yesterday to all of us. Can I get an indication? I see Honorable Mananiso.
Yes, Chair. Thank you, Chair. I want to indicate some omissions with regards to the minutes of the 31st March 2022. One chairperson is that on item 5.2.1, where there's an item of child type error that needs to be omitted of BB. And then the second sentence.
5.2.1. Mandy, what's wrong?
Apologies, Chair. It's just the document. I'm just trying to sort it out. Sorry.
While she's busy sorting out that the pages there, I see the hand of Honorable Nkomo. Honorable Manani, so I'll come back to you while she's still sorting the page. Yes. Right. Honorable Nkomo.
Oh, thank you, Chair. I was going to speak on your proposal, suggestion that is to say, can we read page by page or we go? We refer light to the light. Minutes that were sent to us, yes. I was going to propose that because the minutes were sent to us yesterday, I believe most of us have went through them, but Comrade Jane, Honorable Jane, then Wang Shang, first man, when she started engaging on where she feels it must be omitted, I think that should be the line of march or the proceedings that we must follow to say, let's go page by page, but don't read through. Maybe page that will indicate whether one wants to add or not, so that we move. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you so much. Are you there now? Okay, yes. Yeah, thank you so much. Back to you, Honorable Mananiso.
Yes, it's that first errors that one have noticed as type errors. Your BB, the other one must be omitted. And then on the sixth sentence, instead of provided, they wrote provide. On the very same item.
On the sixth line.
Sentence, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Chairperson, maybe you can just note. Yeah, can Nandi can make some notes and then they would edit as it when they get time. And then on 5.2.2 about continuous teaching teachers, where it speaks about training must be inclusive, ne? There's on second sentence, instead of blind, they've written blind. Yes. Instead of blind, they've written bling. And then,
Thank you. Mandy, have you seen that?
Yes, Chair. I've also noted it.
Okay.
Okay. And then let's go to 5.4.3.
5.4.3.
First sentence, there's ET that I'm not sure what is it all about before the word available.
Mandy?
Yes.
I've noted, Chair. I'm sorry, I'm just sorting the document out.
Yes. And so then on the last paragraph of that 5.4.3, there's where there's a sentence that speaks about throughout the country. There's some errors as well in terms of the spelling.
Okay.
And then 5.6.1, first sentence as well. I don't know what is GBVG, or was it supposed to be GBVF? I'm not sure, but it's GBVF.
Yeah. We don't have
and then one. And then my last omission with regards to this minutes of the 31st of March is 5.7.2, where they speak about Kwahlabisa incidents, first sentence. I think it's not properly constructed because there's no rape of GBVF. The case is a rape case. then they can they can just omit there and then change where they have to change. With those particular submission, Chair, I move for the adoption of the agenda with those amendments. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Honorable Mananiso. I have seen the hand of Honorable. I can't remember, but there was another hand when we started. Or is there any other hand that I'm leaving out now?
Chair, sorry, I technology. That's why I didn't raise my hands. Okay. I wanted to second.
No, I wanted to check if there's something that other honorable members may need to add or to correct.
Okay. It's Honorable Roman Yuhadrufin. I did take my hand down because Honorable Mananiso already pointed out the correction.
No, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Honorable Mananiso, I have moved for the adoption of the minutes. And Honorable Ngwenya has seconded. Thank you very much. Can we go to the second set of minutes, Mandy? Thank you. This is the second set of minutes. Honorable members, can we engage on the minutes and correct where necessary? Honorable Mananiso, is a new hand?
Yes, ma'am. It's for this minute, the 26th of May, 2022.
Okay. You may proceed.
Okay. With both minutes, I must raise the concern that there's inconsistency, and I hope that we would officially adopt that of writing minutes, because the first one, it was so confusing, but at least this one, it move with this one that we have used on this 26th May 2022. Mine is on the first item of agenda. There's some.
Can
you
go to the first item?
Agenda. Yeah, on the state. It is not the state, it's race. We must just omit that S. And then the third item 1.1, on the third sentence 1.1.
Okay, 1.1.
Yeah, there's an error as well. It's in wording overcome. Mandy will check and then omit when necessary. And then as well, form 4.2, there's double writings over there. She must omit one as well.
4.2, ne?
And then, 4.2. 5.1.1, the word collaboration, not collaborative. It must just be And then 5.2.2 should provide this as well, some mistake there in terms of type error. And then 5.1, 5.5.1, there's B there, B. It must be changed, more B reviewed. It's a WhatsApp B, the one that we normally write. I don't know how to indicate the mistake there. And as well, 5.6.1, specifically for SAPs. There's some omission as well there. And then the last one is 5.7.1, first sentence.
5.7.1. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's of insufficient resources, not how it is written. Then Mendy will do a proofreading and then omit where necessary. And I move for the adoption of this minutes with these amendments. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mananiso. Any seconder? Machweni? Honorable Smith.
Yes, thank you, Chair, and good morning to honorable members. I second the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you so much, Ceci. The second set of minutes has been moved and has been adopted and seconded. Thank you so much. Can we go to that item, Mandy? Today something is not right. I don't know what's happening. We are at item 3.1. Honorable members, there is a vacancy in our steering committee. The deputy chairperson of Multi-Party Women Caucus, Honorable Patricia Kopane, yes, has resigned. She's no longer the member of our national parliament. She also resigned to her party. So we do have a vacancy as a steering committee. For today, I just want to announce that to the caucus and we'll defer for the election to our next meeting. But what we need to bear in mind is that the deputy chairperson should come out from the member of the opposition. Thank you. I just want to check if there's something that maybe honorable members may like to know or to engage concerning the vacancy that we're having. Is there any hand, honorable members?
I propose that we note, Chair, and proceed.
Noted, yes.
Thank you, Honorable Siminya. Can we proceed? Mandy, the next item.
It's the adoption of the committee program.
Oh. Can you open up the committee program? Thank you so much. This is the draft of the third term committee program. Starting from the 24th August to 30 September. Thursday, the 1st September 2022, which is today, we're having our full session. And our next meeting will be, can you go up, Mindy? It will be on Thursday, the 8th of September at 6 p.m., where we're going to have a meeting as the steering committee. The steering committee will adopt the outstanding steering committee minutes, then reporting gender-based violence. The South African Police Services will report back on the progress made with the implementation measures to promote victim safe, supporting reporting on GBVF cases and interventions to conduct investigation that will lead to successful prosecution. Then after that, the steering committee will adopt the minutes. Then the steering committee again will be having a meeting on Thursday, the 22nd of September. It will be on virtual platform. The steering committee will adopt the minutes of the previous meeting. Then access to justice by GBVF victims, briefing by the Department of Justice on the re-establishment of sexual offences courts. Yes. Then the next one, it will be on the 29th of September. Also, it will be a virtual meeting where the steering committee, as usual, will adopt the minutes of the previous meeting. And then the second session, it will be the meeting with the Provincial Women Caucus and relevant stakeholders on the implementation of the MPWC GBVF action plan and possible oversight visits to be taken. Maybe it will be Free State and Gauteng province. And I would like also to indicate to the honorable members that we agreed previously that we'll be having oversight. But when we apply from the chair of chairs said, we are not allowed to go for oversight during the second and the third term. But we're surprised some of the committees were going out for oversight. But we ended up as multi-party not going anywhere for oversight simply because of the instruction from the chair of chairs. This is the draft program, because on the 30th of September we'll be going for constituency work, meaning during the third term mostly is the steering committee that will be meeting. Thank you so much. Any addition or any engagement, then will adopt the draft program. I can see Mabana, I can see the hand of Honorable Mananiso.
Thank you, Chairperson. And good morning to all honorable members. I would love to move for the adoption of this draft. But adding that, Chairperson, you have to pursue the issue of visiting the provinces, especially the ones that are really affected by this GBV that we're always talking about. Otherwise, I move for the adoption of this draft. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Mam Vana. Mananiso.
Thank you, Chair. I want to second the move for the adoption of the draft program. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ma'am Vanna and Ma'am Ananiso. The draft has been adopted. It's now the program that we're going to follow as this caucus. Thank you. Mandy? We did talk about the vacancy of the deputy chairperson. Then in our minutes, action plan. I think there is something that has been sent to us, believing that we have seen it, even if we didn't go through it. I think members will have enough time to read in order to acquaint ourselves. Mandy, can you show me the agenda? I don't know what's the problem today. What's happening with you?
Apologies, Chair.
Tabling of register committee decision and matters before the committee. Which one is this one?
Chair, this is the document members requested in one of the previous meetings. Just to list the committee decisions and just to keep track of them. So we
can you open it? Oh, this is one of the programs that we said we are going to follow it up, but we failed to implement some of the things, simply because we said we are to meet with all the provinces. We started with the Eastern Cape, but it was virtual. We said we'll go physically, but simply because of the response that we received from the chair of chairs, then we failed to go to some of the places. And I think having this program, it will assist us to check as to how far did we manage to implement some of the things that we agreed upon previously to say we are going to do as a multi-party, and which ones that we failed and why. Maybe we can come up with some interventions as to how are we going to close the gap. Is there any other thing that members want to say about this decision and matters under consideration? Honorable members. Is there anything, or we proceed?
Thank you, Chair. I'm sorry, No, Chair.
Makaula. Makaula. Can you try and look for another place because you're cutting? Yebo.
Yeah, no child, it's me not well.
Hey. Proceed, Makaula. Mamvana.
Hello.
Mamvana, can you close your mic? Please.
Thank you, Chair. I'm sorry for that.
Hey, Makaula, proceed.
Thank you, Chair. Oversight. Ngiyacabanga lento sakuna siyikhuluma ngoba kukhombisa khona ukuthi thina abantu besifazane sisacindezelekile. Ngoba yabo kubalulekile kunezinto nje namanje bengicabanga ukuthi leli komiti singasinceda. Especially njengoba sikhuluma nje kade kune-disaster lapha abantu besifazane bafile KZN bahleli elinye ilanga ifuma ubone ukuthi kweke sibe ne-visit egrandi kuyobhekananezindlu ekufanele ngabe bayakhela ukuthi wayi bangakhelwa nanezindlu abathela kuzona nilaba abanye ukuze sibone ukuthi abesifazane ikhona i-committee kumele nalinto beyamashini to make sure ukuthi our leadership ayakwazi ukusirespecta if uma ngabe sicela noma sikhuluma nezinto esifunayo like njengalena nje ngibona ikhombisa ukuthi thina asikhathazi uma ngabe sicela sifuna kuya kwi-oversight as a woman thola ukuthi umuntu wesilisa uyasivalela okunye lokho che okufanele sikubheke ukuthi ngabe leli komiti liyaeka yini while kuwumuntu wesifazane ohleli kuyona. Ngiyabonga, Chair.
Thank you so much, Makaula. I do believe that as the steering committee, in our next meeting, we are going to discuss the issue of oversight. Maybe we may come up with a way of how are we going to do our oversight. Thank you so much, Makaula.
Thank you.
Is there Chepesin, any other?
Yeah, my hand is up, Chepesin. I'm Beauty Lulan.
Oh, sorry, Ma. I didn't notice your hand. Thank you so much. Over to you.
Good morning, Chepesin. I don't want to open my, what is this, my video, because even yourself, I'm suspecting you cut sometimes. It was worse with Mam Kaula. Chairperson, let me take this opportunity to greet the women of South Africa and saying that inyanga yamagugu ngiyavuya xa usikhumbuza singaba mama sesibone nangawe ngendlela owenze ngayo. I wanted to say I'm suspecting all of us being members of this multi-party women's caucus, our leadership of each of us here, they do sit in the programming meetings. It was not only this committee of us, but what now I can put a right that out of the disaster, those committees who were identified to go and take the visit, because in some committees where we are involved, we didn't have an agreement through the office of the House Chairperson because of the agreement of the leaders of parliament who are sitting in the programming, which they are a multi leaders in a way. So the only thing that I'm taking right to Honorable Makaula and supporting you is that when we are sitting again, we need to prioritize and maybe put this right of that many homes are headed by women. So we need to do the oversight on that. But I'm noting that some of things which were not happening through the oversight, it was not only this committee of ours being the women of this parliament. In several committees, our application were rejected because of agreement of the leadership of this parliament. I thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you so much, Ma Lulene. Thank you for the advice. We'll do as advised by you. Thank you so much. Any other hand or we proceed? None. So we're proceeding, meaning I think we have come to item number 7, isn't it? Thank you so much, honorable members. Thank you for your participation and also for availing yourself. I know we do have a lot of things to do, but you also prioritize this meeting as your meeting. So thank you so much. And call again. The meeting stand adjourned. Thank you so much, honorable members. Mifamba kahle mihlayiseka.
Long live the chair.
Thank you.
Hello.
Maliba mkwe.
Igama la makhosikazi.
Maliba mkwe.
Maliba mntana.
Eh, namadoda athundezela abantu besifazane phansi.
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 Phambili noche babantu besifazane phambili.
Phambili.
Phambili. Hey, Makaula.
Hey!
Just go and have your tea, Makaula.
Recording stopped.